I think I've dropped a lot of paint on this table at certain.
Did you write that?
I wrote love.
That's nice.
This is my ex-girlfriend wrote this heart, and I want to fucking cross it out, but I won't.
Oh, that's good.
Because it's a painful reminder of my past.
On the table here, the circle with the crown, what is that?
That's a gang symbol.
Single?
And gang single.
It's a gang
single. I don't know
single.
What that is.
Gang
I just drew it.
A gang released a single, and this is their album.
It's a
gang
cool, single.
Cool in the gang.
Yeah, nice, nice.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's nice.
It's fine, whatever. Yeah. I was just like drawing one day. And
doodling. Was like, Brian, why don't you introduce the show?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shy Show.
Yeah.
My name is Brian Gerard. I'm alongside Gregory Hoyt.
Oh, good evening, ladies.
And Robert Schott.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
That was very seductive.
Yeah,
for me.
It was. We're very close to the microphone.
We have an extraordinary guest today. I'm going to let Robert do the introductions.
All the way from across the pond, joining us from Berlin, Germany.
What?
It's Bettina.
Oh my God. Whoa.
Willkommen. Welcome, Bettina.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh my God. It's real.
Yes.
She's really from Germany.
Wait, I can tell. What did you just say to her? Willkommen?
No, willkommen. Welcome. Welcome.
Willkommen.
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 Yes.
Willkommen.
Very close.
Willkommen.
Willkommen.
So, not Willkommen. That's something different.
Bettina? Willkommen.
Bettina Val Kilmer.
Yes.
That's not it at all. Okay, so today
good.
Is Bettina's third day in America.
Ever? You've never been to America before?
No.
Okay, first question of many that are about to come at you.
She's getting away from the mic.
I know. She's drifting slowly
deeper into my apartment.
Pin this mic to her.
Stand by for a second. I just got to slide this.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, all right. Go ahead.
Bettina, third day in America. So far, besides meeting me, what is the highlight of your trip?
Oh, no pressure.
The highlight.
The best part of the trip so far.
Besides,
besides meeting
besides
Brian.
This morning, Brian, when you came in and be like, oh, yeah.
Because that was pretty amazing, meeting Brian.
I think when I finally reached my bed.
The first night.
When she got to sleep in America.
Sleeping in America.
Sleeping in America.
It's an amazing thing.
Sleeping in America, Val Kilmer.
Yes.
Fucking America blowing it.
Yeah.
Los Angeles, specifically. We had a German come over for 3 days who had never seen America before. Yeah. And what was the favorite thing that she did? Sleep.
Went to sleep.
Well, that says everything we need to know. Thank you for coming on the show, Bettina.
Okay. So, just in context here, in order to acclimate her, she's going to be spending a little bit of time here. She's going to be in Los Angeles, right?
Why don't, Bettina, you tell
us? Go ahead. I was going to say,
Robert, why do you have to tell everyone's stories for them?
Be quiet.
It's
go ahead.
Okay.
No.
Actually, you
so,
go ahead.
No, 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 Bettina. Where do you go next? What city?
San Francisco. Las Vegas.
Is this your travel agent that you brought with you?
You have
whispering
off
your itinerary.
Off the microphone here. Yes, Las Vegas next, and then you're going to the Windy City.
A Windy City, yeah.
Chicago. What
no,
are you doing?
First we go to San Francisco. So we have a little tour in California for 2 weeks.
Got it.
Cool.
Nice.
And then I go to Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and from Chicago to New York.
Wow.
Oh, how long are you in the United States for?
For a month.
1 month?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this was this attempt to acclimate her, get jet lag gone. So mm-hmm. the first day you fly in, you need to stay awake, and this might just be my theory, stay awake until it is absolute bedtime. Do not take a nap, even though you had been flying, you had been basically up for how many hours?
26, 38.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So by the end of that day,
I had a similar experience recently. I recently went to South Africa, so I know what that kind of travel is about because I'm an international traveler as well.
Brian likes to make everything about himself. Thanks, Did you Brian. Notice that yet, Bettina?
That's nice.
Yeah.
Bettina's also been to South Africa, so nice job, Brian.
Bettina, what kind of work do you do?
Whatever.
I'm a teacher.
Oh, you are? What do you teach?
Well, I teach in a preschool.
Cool.
She's actually the vice, or the principal of the school. And what school is it? What's the name of the school?
It's a John F. Kennedy school. Well, it's a John F. Kennedy Friendship Center. And
John F. Kennedy Friendship. So,
that's wild.
What school did I go to in Berlin?
The John F. Kennedy School?
That is correct.
So she's teaching for your old school?
She teaches at the school that I went to school at.
Oh, that's so
when
wild.
When I lived in Berlin. It's crazy.
I have a question.
Such a connection.
How the hell did you meet Robert Scheid?
That's a great question.
Here.
Just here?
Just here.
Just 3 days ago?
Yeah.
Through
thank God. Thank God.
Why are you thanking God just for that?
I appreciate God, and there are certain things that I believe deserve thanks, and her only knowing you for 3 days is one of those things.
All right.
No, I'm just kidding. I assumed that Robert's a German as well, so I assumed that maybe you guys had known each other back in the old country.
No, not at all.
But now, literally the same school? Or a branch.
We're connected. Let's say I work for the kindergarten and he went to school. So that's the next step, right?
Yeah.
I went to the high school, the Hochschule, in that area.
The what?
Hochschule.
Val Kilmer.
No. Okay.
The old schooler.
The high.
High.
Yeah, school, pretty much. Anyway.
That's cool. So how long have you been a teacher?
That's 11 years now.
Really? Great. My parents were both teachers, and my dad was a principal.
Oh.
Hard work.
Yeah, it is. I know.
A lot of work.
So one of the fascinating things I was talking to Bettina about, and I said, we cannot talk about this right now. We have to talk about it on the show. Bettina actually grew up in Berlin, and a good part of her life was in East Berlin, so when the wall was up.
Mm.
And so one of these questions I had for her, was what... Do you remember when the wall came down, and what was happening for you when the wall came down, and what was your answer to that?
I was against sleeping.
She was sleeping.
Bettina, you have a lot.
Look at that.
A lot of themes happening here.
Bettina likes to sleep. She's going to.
Okay, so one of the greatest moments in
human history.
Human history. Happening in your backyard, and you're sleeping through it.
How do we get you awake here today? We're so blessed.
Irish tea.
Yes, some tea. Yes. I've made her some tea, and that will help to keep you awake.
She needed tea. Now, the thing is, it was at night when it happened. And for us, I mean, I don't even know what time it honestly happened.
I remember I was when that happened. I remember I was in junior high.
Yeah.
And we watched it when I got to school the next morning. Well, no, we were in the morning. What's the time difference between here and Germany?
5 days.
5 days. Okay, so it was some. Yeah. It was.
It's definitely a week had passed.
Greg,
I think you're a little
and they,
off.
I just remember being in our homerooms, and they would roll the TVs in, and we were watching it.
Yeah,
happen.
That's a great description.
Thank you, Brian, for sharing.
You watch it on TV in school.
So, Bettina, you wake up, and it's just another day, right?
Yes, that's good.
And so, what happened? You went to school.
Yeah, I went to school and nobody was there.
It was like empty.
Yeah.
Why did you go to school? You were that responsible?
No, she didn't know anything.
Oh, you didn't know?
No, I was sleeping.
She still didn't know.
Oh my God, it's like sleeping through 9/11 or something.
This is crazy. So she's
where is everybody? Why is everyone driving 100 miles an hour on the highway away from the major cities? Anyways, I'm going to go fly fishing. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Man.
So you went to school.
Weird.
Nobody was there. Did your family not, like, listen to the radio? I mean, I don't even know.
No, my parents knew about it. Well.
But they sent you to school anyway?
I think, I don't know. I don't really remember it, actually. But I think, I only remember that I went to school and nobody was there.
Wow. So,
did you then sit down like a proper German, open your books and start to study? Self-taught.
I'm going to do this anyways.
Went back home.
You went back home.
Yeah.
So
and
when
your parents were gone and you were just alone.
They had left. They
no, she went home to go
down.
Take a nap. That's what she went to
do. Oh, to go to sleep.
Went back to sleep.
Went back to sleep.
So up until that time, you had never been able to go over to West Berlin. Is that right?
Yeah, no.
Or even out of Berlin at all, or out of East Germany?
I was able to go out of East Berlin.
Yeah. But okay. Just not West Berlin.
No.
It was like off limits. Just so wild, isn't it?
Yeah, because there was the wall that was up there. Yeah. It was all separated.
Yeah.
But like you couldn't fly.
West Berlin was the part that was inside of East Germany.
Yeah. Because it's not like the wall went through Berlin and then all the way up through Germany.
Yeah, yeah.
Berlin was this little island within East Germany.
Right.
So what was it like going to West Berlin for the first time? And how long after the wall came down did it take for you to go there? I mean, was it like everybody was going or people were like, wow, it's down. Okay, maybe in a week I'm going to go check it out.
Or were people just immediately like, let's go.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly how many days it took, but I think it was maybe 1 or 2 days. So
yeah.
We got that welcoming money there from the, you know, rich West people.
Wait a second, I didn't know this. So West Berlin gave you guys some money to help
D-mark.
You out? 100
D-mark. Everyone got that. Wow. But you had to go there.
And use it there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's self-serving. Yeah, business,
very
baby.
Clever,
yeah.
Huh?
It's very clever.
Peace. Yeah. But guess what? We're going to make some money off this feed. Yeah. Let's make some money, baby.
Come
here's
on
100
over.
D-marks. Come on over, though. Buy some coffee.
Yeah.
I don't know why coffee, but that's just in my mind.
So you... I mean, I know that East Germany wasn't able to keep up development-wise with West Berlin and West Germany. So was it like... Wizard of Oz moment, you know, stepping out of the house and it's all in Technicolor, or was it just like, oh, this is another part of the city? I mean, what stood out to you when you went into West Berlin? Anything?
No, all these big cars.
Big cars. Because you had, up until then, the Trabant.
Yeah.
The Traubi.
And we had a Wartburg, right?
I don't know the Wartburg. Yeah. I knew the Traubi.
That's
the Traubi. So for you guys... You're looking...
We'd like to be part of the conversation.
Okay.
I know what that is.
The Trabant is this car that basically has a lawnmower engine.
Awesome. And a Trefalt.
No. Trabant. And it has a plastic shell. And when I was there in high school, the joke would be, like, the high schooler, we would go and you'd pick up the car, because you could just pick it up. You have four guys, you pick up the car, you put it in the road in, like, you know, like, sideways, and then you'd all run away.
It was made of cardboard, right?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it was cardboard? Made of cardboard and plastic exterior shell.
So then when you finally got to go over to West Berlin, you saw actual, like, automobile
cars. Actual cars, yeah.
Mm. And up to that point, you had never seen a car.
Their cars were made out of cardboard and plastic and lawnmower engines at that point. Things were not going so well in East Berlin, I take it. We need to get around. Here's an engine from this lawnmower. Here's some cardboard. And then here's some plastic.
And some
good,
tape.
Good. That's all I need. No tape.
Okay.
I'll just fold it at the corners. We'll be fine.
You fold on the dotted lines. You cut on the solid lines. So, but I mean, you didn't know any different, right?
What
like,
do you mean?
You, these cars that you saw, they were brand new. So you didn't know when you saw, like, Trabants around you and these other cars around you. That was what it was. That's what existed.
Yeah, most likely, yeah.
I mean, what other differences did you notice right away besides the car?
Anything with food?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there was more of a variety in the shelves, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, everything was just seemed to be bigger and more colorful, and people were different also.
Really? How so?
I think just the atmosphere was different on the streets. So, and people, I mean, the East was more of a community, and everyone kind of knew each other, and you were supporting each other in a different way, and you had these weekends that you spent together from your whole house, like your apartment.
The whole apartment would spend the weekend together.
Yes.
Wow.
And also New Year's, and so the whole street kind of knew each other.
Mm.
And once the wall knocked down, that was gone.
Wow.
Right? So,
that's amazing.
Yeah. So
people immediately just were like scattered.
Go your own way.
Yeah, everyone, you were scared, right? You thought that everyone spied on you. And so it just was done.
Yeah. I saw that in the movie Lives of Others. Yeah. Have you ever seen that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it, in that movie, there is that sense of community, mm-hmm. and but also not knowing
yes.
who is who and
yes.
if mm-hmm. anybody's working for the state. Mm-hmm. Was it called
yeah.
the state?
Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you miss that sense of community? Do you miss like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
yeah.
I think that was a good thing.
Yeah.
Right? So...
The closeness.
Yeah, nice,
yeah.
Not the who is spying.
Yeah,
no, not that part.
Who is monitoring everything that I do.
I don't know.
That's not great.
Brian misses that. No,
I kind of miss that.
Brian likes that.
Yeah, yeah, Brian.
I miss, you know, having people know what I'm doing. Cameras on the wall.
Thanks.
Sorry.
That's, you got to apologize for Brian.
Saying that he loves the way that he's needs to be.
Well, that sense of community.
And that's something you have to create for yourself now. Everybody has
yeah.
to do that.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
You on Facebook?
Facebook, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, you're on it? Mm. Everybody's on
Everyone
it,
Everyone
huh?
is on it now.
Do you love it or do you hate it?
Both. I mean, sometimes mm-hmm. it makes life
yeah.
easier, right?
Yeah.
So you connect to people easier,
yeah.
but you're not... It's still superficial
yeah.
most of the time.
I know, right?
So.
You never see people.
Yeah.
Like, we'll be Facebook friends now. Won't that be great?
Perfect.
And you'll be able to watch what I'm doing for the rest
yes,
of my life.
That's perfect.
And I'll be able to
yeah.
monitor what you're doing for
uh-oh.
The rest of your life.
Monitor. He's going to report you.
And I'll have these big earphones on, and I'll be in the attic. You know what I mean? Just like Lives of Others. Oh, everything that you're doing. But I'll do it via Facebook.
Yes.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Mm. You need to change your Facebook picture, Greg, so that it's you with headphones on. In an attic. I'm listening to what you... Or binoculars.
Both. Binoculars yeah. and headphones.
Perfect.
Bettina, how long have you wanted to come to America? And what really made you...
How long
you
I want to come?
Yeah.
Yeah, how long have you wanted to?
Like, what do you mean? Like, I wish to come?
Yes.
Yeah, wish.
Yes, wished.
Sorry,
yes.
wished.
Get it right, Brian.
All right. We're working it out.
Yeah, go ahead.
I never really... thought about it.
I love you so much. I love you so much.
Is it a
really I like
wait,
no, no. I like Bettina because she's just like I don't even know how I got here.
Wait, is
I don't really care.
I took a nap.
Bettina, I don't fucking care.
Bettina, will you
Brian's all like, "Are you honored to be here?" She's like, "I fucking slept. I don't know how. I don't even know how I got here. My travel agent over here will tell me where I go."
Yeah,
I met her 2 days ago in Germany, uh-huh. and she was like, "Come with me on this adventure." Whatever. I woke up and I went.
How are the beds over there? Are they good?
They're good. Yeah, they're fine. They slept nice.
Really? Can
yes.
I sleep once I get there?
Yes.
How much sleeping can I do in a month?
You can sleep the whole time if you'd like.
Okay.
Okay. I'd like to go to this America.
I'm in.
I've never thought of it before. Brian's all like, "So, welcome to America. Are you honored? How long have you dreamt of this moment of sitting in a fucking apartment in East LA? Isn't this wonderful? Congratulations." Not so good, right?
Haven't
and she's
you?
Like,
yeah.
"Meh."
Yeah. Welcome
Val
to
Kilmer.
The show. And
Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer. Bettina, I'd like to say something to you.
That's nice.
Val Kilmer.
Oh, that's so nice.
No, let me see. What's a good life question? You in love?
Oh.
Mm. No, she gets something behind
know.
That.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Ooh, kind of?
No. I think I'm not.
You think you're not?
Yeah.
Okay. Ever been in love?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
of
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
What's the point otherwise, right?
Yeah.
Well, you
yeah.
say, of course, but
living.
I'd say
yeah.
some people haven't, or they feel like they haven't experienced it yet,
mm-hmm.
you know, what love is, or they're asking themselves that question,
mm-hmm.
the same way the song goes. Brian is itching to sing about love, right?
But Bettina's like, "Oh, yeah, of course I've been in love." How yeah. many times do you think?
Once so far.
Once?
Like, really?
Yeah.
Really
hardcore?
Enough. Hardcore.
Did it
yeah.
fuck you up? Yeah, fucks you up, right? I mean, doesn't it? Makes you fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Did it end up hurting you?
Or making you better?
Both, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just like Facebook.
Yeah. So Facebook is love.
No, Facebook's
no.
not
oh,
love.
No, no,
Facebook's
wait,
like
what?
Love.
Oh, like.
In
love.
Certain ways.
In that, like, in that it's, in how? In how?
In that it's painful and it can be pleasant.
It can fuck your life up.
Yeah, or it can help you.
It can help you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, good. You've done it once. And now you're not so sure about the second time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm.
Well, you
and
know
you can kind of know. Yeah, you can kind of tell. Now, did in the first time that you were in love, did you know, like,
Yeah, I think.
Right away. Yeah. Greg was snapping his fingers for those people who are listening.
Like, right now. Bang. Right away.
Instant.
Yeah. No, not right away.
Not right away?
No.
Have you ever had one of those moments where you look at somebody and you're like,
No, I think I need to warm up.
Yeah.
Trust.
Just like here.
It's more about time, right? She's to fall in love with each other.
Yeah.
It's not so much about seeing each other.
Because that can be lust, which is the different than
passion.
Love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Passion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you plan on falling in love here in America?
You have
not.
You have 1 month.
Yeah, that's right.
I
thought I'd get married in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
That's what I heard about America, right?
Yeah.
So you just get married there and have fun.
Uh-huh. Well, I could marry you. I'm single.
Yeah, there it is.
Perfect.
Would you, from meeting me today, would you marry me? I'm not asking you to marry me. I'm just saying in a theoretical universe. Would you marry a guy like me?
Say no. You know.
Just no. Don't listen to Brian.
I think I can't answer that question.
Greg,
best question
listened.
I've ever asked.
She hasn't.
Isn't that the best question ever?
No.
Ever? Yeah, maybe.
She hasn't listened to the show, and maybe that was your only chance that she would say yes.
Well, I'm just saying, she's the one that's saying that she would get married in Vegas, so I'm proposing marriage, and she's saying no.
Yeah.
It's fine.
She pretty much said no. She's weighing her options.
You might get married in Vegas.
Yeah, but not to Greg.
Not to Greg.
Yeah. Yeah. But not to Greg.
Not to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
or Chicago. You could get married in Chicago.
Or even New York.
No, I only get married in Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas. Perfect.
Las Vegas!
What's your first impression of American men? Are we the first impression of American men that you have?
No.
Okay, thank God.
I work for an American company,
right? Yeah. In Germany.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the difference between German men and American men?
I think American men are... They look more... from the outside. From the inside, it's always different, mm-hmm. right? So, from the outside, they look more confident.
Ah,
yes.
Definitely.
I just sat up a little straighter.
Yeah, I know. Hey,
felt like it was a...
totally confident. Gentlemen, let me...
My chin's a little higher to the sky.
Let me point something out to you. Because confidence can sometimes also be seen as being cocky. Okay.
Whoa.
What does arrogant mean? I don't even know what that means.
Bring your chin down a little bit.
Oh,
there we go.
Okay.
There it is.
That's really
much better. Yeah,
I see.
Very interesting. It brought us right back down.
Yeah, it did.
You have some cool things in Germany. You have like a really progressive environmental policy in Germany, right? Like as a country? Is that true? Do you know that?
What do you mean?
Like a lot of renewable energy? Is that true? Am I making that up?
Sorry, I just...
No, it's okay.
It's translation on the fly here. So
can you translate?
Using massive words.
I know.
Erneuerbare Energien.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that. Yeah?
Exactly.
Yes.
Good. Yeah, we do have, yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of things?
I think it's still in process, mm-hmm. right? So to develop, we have that... windy thing.
Oh, yeah. Wind machines?
Yeah,
yes,
wind machines.
The windmills.
Yeah.
In the north of Germany.
Mm-hmm. Like on fields?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes I think they even put them in the sea.
Yeah.
In the ocean, yeah. Right on the water.
I think that's so cool. Mm. Yeah. They won't do it in America.
They're trying to.
They're trying to.
Oh, okay.
Well, people complain.
Yeah, everyone's like, it looks crazy. It's like, fuck.
To be honest with you, I've heard that they're really noisy.
Well, when they're
on the ocean,
when they're
who cares?
On land. But when it's an ocean, right, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So wind farms.
Yeah.
And then solar?
Yeah, solar.
Mm-hmm. Trains? Do a lot of trains?
But that's not renewable energy.
Yeah,
but what are they going to say? Oh, run the train faster.
Yeah, but it's like public, you know, like
public transport.
A train.
Yes, you have the ICE, the ice.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've got very fast trains, actually. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Eisbahn.
Bettina, would you recommend us moving to Germany?
Of course.
Why?
Really?
Yeah, because it's just different to see. It's another life, right?
Oh.
I have a question, Bettina.
Sounds great.
It does sound good.
What is the sleeping like in Germany?
Is it better in America?
So far.
I think maybe the mattresses are a bit more comfortable.
Where?
In my place.
What? In Germany.
Oh, no.
She's sleeping on an air mattress, guys.
Right? Ah!
Yeah. Yeah. So please.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the difference between German women and American women?
Oh, that's good. Here we go.
Yeah, okay. No, I can't say that.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. No. Just that whatever you're going to say, that thing that's right there. Bring it out.
In your head. Don't lose it in your teacup.
Well, German people, European people, let's just have the love on their side, right?
Ah, oh, okay. So we're talking...
Love.
Love. Are we talking physical love?
Or emotional love.
Emotional love.
Yeah, emotional love.
She wouldn't talk about physical love on a show like this.
Well, she said I can't say that, so I'm going to the most risque place that's possible.
See, now they're you.
But Bettina, I think Greg's soulmate is probably somewhere rolling around the hills of Germany.
rolling
around.
She's a psychopath. Ah! She's just rolling.
Yeah.
Where's my man?
What is she from the south?
South living in the hills of Germany.
That's not the South German accent.
Where's my man?
She's from South Georgia, but she lives in Germany.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, Brian thinks that my future wife is international and probably from Europe. Europe, right?
In general, but I also think that Germany might be where she is. Do you think that he could find love in Germany?
Yeah.
Wow, you're so confident about that.
She's almost American in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Very sure. That
what makes you so sure?
Well, if you're looking, you can't look for love.
Oh, God, isn't that the truth? It's like this conundrum. Do you know what conundrum? No, conundrum. It's like problem. Just problem.
Yeah.
Can't look for love.
It's tricky.
Love has to come.
Yeah. Double-edged sword.
Double-edged sword?
But so, like, the sword has two edges, so it's bad.
Everything
layer,
that
bad
we're
one
saying,
one
every I'm half trying, of
I'm, and I'm pointing to Robert to, like, you can translate that, can't you?
These words that you're asking me to translate.
Say some words that will help her understand.
No, it's not going to happen.
Okay.
But we have reached the end of our time.
What?
No.
Yeah, I know.
I refuse.
Why? You have more questions?
We're sitting in this.
No.
We have an international guest.
We do.
Of love.
Of love.
An ambassador of love from Germany.
Yes. Bettina. She came here with love from Germany.
So, Bettina, you think Greg could find love in Germany?
As I said,
Yeah.
She's like, I already said
that. That's the same question you asked before. So we are at the end of the show.
We're asking the same question.
Did we already say that?
Yeah, Brian.
Did we establish that you could?
Yeah.
Did we say why?
No.
Maybe.
Why?
Yeah.
Why do you think I could find love in Germany?
Because you can do everything you want to.
In Germany?
No.
Just if you want something, you go for it.
And this is what she tells her students, which is a beautiful message.
That's cool, yeah. That's important to hear.
Yeah.
From your teacher.
It's a decision you have to make.
Mm-hmm.
If you could give
us... Not teacher.
No.
Principal.
Mm. Yeah.
There's
no,
a
I'm
difference.
Not a math teacher.
No.
Huh? No.
No.
No. No,
no, no. No, not a math teacher.
You have to be open to the possibility of finding love.
I am open to the possibility.
Always. Bettina, could you leave us with some advice of how we should live our lives?
Wow.
Please.
Yeah, this is so simple. Put it just...
just a simple, but just something that... philosophy.
Like, no.
Something
like,
that you would...
Or something that you live your life with. I mean, you travel a lot and everything. What sort of is a personal philosophy that you have?
Well, you have to do it your way, right?
Man,
live
God,
your life
so
your
good.
Way.
That was so
that
powerful.
Was really good.
That was actually good for on the spot. Very nice.
Gotta have it. You gotta live it your way.
Yeah.
Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer. Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer.
I would like to say one last thing.
Yeah.
Bettina. Welcome to America.
Welcome.
And in German, Val Kilmer. And I hope you don't sleep the whole trip away. You're here for a month.
Yeah.
So at some point, just go outside, take a walk, wake up.
Yeah.
And we men of America humble ourselves before you.
Humbled creatures. Val Kilmer.
Thank you. Wait. She doesn't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening. And thank you for coming on the show.
Danke.
And?
Danke.
Welcome.
Take Thank you, Bettina.
That was a good speech.
Very good. Thank you.
Beautiful speech.
Beautiful speech.
The ambassador of love of America meets the ambassador of love from Germany. Bettina, thank you for joining us. Enjoy your trip.
Yeah.
On behalf of Robert Scheid and Gregory Voigt, I'm Brian Gerard. This has been The Scheid Show.
Yay.
Willkommen.
Val Kilmer.